गुरुं संतत मानतोऽस्मि श्रुति स्मृति पुराणानां आलयं करुणालयं नमामि भगवत्पादं लोकशंकरं शंकरं शंकराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्य कृतौ वंदे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः यद्द्वारे निखिलानिलिम्बपरिषत् सिद्धिं विधत्ते निशं श्रीमच्छ्रीलसितं जगद्गुरुपदं नत्वात्मसिद्धिं गताः लोकाज्ञानपयोत्पाटन्धुरं श्रीशङ्करं शर्मदं ब्रह्मानन्दसरस्वतीं गुरुवरं ध्यायामि ज्योतिर्मयम्. Life of Gurudev was a life of silence. That is the gist of it. Silence, deep silence. It becomes very difficult to speak on the surface values of Gurudev's life, because that on the surface it was an ideal of recluse life, of a monk's life, deep in the forests, away from habitation, nothing. From the age of about 11 till the age of about 70, that was his life. When I look upon it now, what I find is that a life was being designed, an individual life was being designed in deep silence, and it was being designed to be lively, representing silence, so that the coming times of great activity could be infused with that value of silence by this great center of silence which was being developed in remote areas of deep forests and caves, so that that liveliness could then pulsate in the time when there will be hardly any silence on this in the active field of life. The need was there because the tempo of life is increasing more and more with all this scientific researches everywhere. The surface of life becoming very, very dynamic. Now it was necessary that the inner silence also should become lively. So there was that one individual personality, as if hidden by Mother Nature, to secure the liveliness of that infinite silence deep within the individual life. And when it was made lively and lively and lively, then it started to penetrate in the environment, and then it spread and spread, and now it's going to overtake the whole human race. The real life of a saint is on the level of being, which makes that ocean of life rise up and down in the waves of instances. We appreciate the instances and we know the real value of them when we are able to have the vision of the ocean. So it's on the level of consciousness that the life of Gurudev is and can be appreciated and lived. We partake of his real life on the level of being, where the home of knowledge is reverberating, pulsating home of all knowledge, this level of pure consciousness. From there we could really peep into the reality of, from the window of consciousness, we peep into the reality of the life, a life which has lively being, a life where every activity is a wave of eternity, a wave of being. So just as the full value of knowledge is appreciated on the level of consciousness, the reality of full life, complete life, is appreciated on that level, which is the omnipresent level of life, or the level of being. That is why the saint's life is not really comprehended in its completeness on the level of instances. What happened, what happened, what happened, what happened. Any instance will be such a limited thing, you say, oh, it's not worth even mentioning. Because what does it expose? It exposes so little and harms so the wholeness of life. That is why it becomes completely a sort of ridiculous to go into the details of what happened here and what happened from between 1940 and 50, what happened. So many things have happened, but they have all happened on the level of non-happening.